a budget right now, you think you're going to be getting a lump sum from the GA?
Well, I want to straighten this out. I think the speaker said the other day that I asked for a lump sum budget this year. Well, that really isn't true. I told Mike Madigan, who's my friend from the Southwest side here, and also John Cullerton and the other two Republican leaders of the House and Senate, that if they want to do a lump sum budget this year, as they have the last 2 years, okay, I'll do that. I'll have to make the cuts. The last 2 years, I was told by the legislative leaders, they didn't want to make the cuts. They didn't want their members to have to vote on specific reductions. So they said, you do it all. And that's why they gave me a lump sum budget. They gave me a $10 bill to pay $20 worth of groceries. And they said, you do all the cuts. Well, we did that for 2 years in a row. And I'll do it again if that's what they come up with. Although they're saying now they want to do a specific line item budget, which has really been the practice in Illinois over the years. That's fine with me. Legislators, I look forward to working with them on economy and government. We have to do that. But at the same time, I want to make it very clear to everyone, we're not going to sacrifice our fundamental priorities. And I would say severe radical cuts in education, I'm not going along with that. We want these young boys and girls here to have a good future. And we are not going to sacrifice a generation of children and their education because of short-sighted policy. So we must maintain in our budget our commitment to education. We can't have severe cuts in health care. We can't have radical cuts in human services or public safety. You know, we just had this terrible catastrophe in Japan. We have a nuclear safety division in Illinois. We have 11 nuclear reactors in our state. We've got to have people on the job keeping an eye on that. So we're not going to have severe radical cuts in our core budget for safety, human services, education, or health care. And so we have to balance all this out. And I look forward to working with the legislators on getting to heaven.
You're talking about this deal in the House that, between the Democrats and Republicans, that $200 million in cuts to education?
I wasn't very pleased to see that. I have to see more detail. We proposed a modest increase in funding for our schools in Illinois. Schools are important. Jobs follow brain power. We need smart people in Illinois, starting at birth. Early childhood education, very good investment, pays dividends for generations. We've got to have good K-12. We're here at a high school in Illinois, an excellent high school that has an excellent graduation rate, an excellent rate of kids going to college. We're not going to go backwards on that. We're not going to take away money from that good mission. Same way with community colleges. I was at one yesterday in Southern Illinois. 1 million people in Illinois go to community college. And when they get a bad break in the economy, they go back to school and get trained for a new job at a community college. We have 48 of them in Illinois. I don't want to see them cut back. And our four-year public universities are the envy of the nation. The University of Illinois invented the internet more than any other place on earth. So we got to remember that having smart people is the key to having good jobs today and tomorrow. And so you have to have a governor who is a goalie for education, who understands how important it is to having good, strong citizens who are good participants in our democracy. So when the legislature says they want to cut back in education, that's, to me, an alarm bell, and we have to look very carefully at their proposal.